You know what you're listening to?
Next question.
It's Dan Patrick on Demand. Thank you.
He's won 6 Grammys, 2 Emmys. Pride of Memphis, Tennessee. Justin Timberlake back on the show. Justin, how are you?
I say Dirk.
You think Dirk needs it more than LeBron?
I think he's getting up there, right?
Well, his window of opportunity is closing, where LeBron needs multiple, whereas Dirk just needs one.
I like that, yeah. I mean, they both look really strong right now. Both teams look really strong.
If you were going to advise LeBron when he was doing the decision, now, 8 months ago, okay? I mean, you're media savvy, but what would you say to him to not come off as being cocky?
Well, we've all had our blunders in the media. I would say, I probably would have said don't do the television special unless you're going to say I'm staying in Cleveland. I don't know, but that's just me. I know that also, you know, he raised a lot of money for the Boys and Girls Club, so it's kind of tough to say that good work wasn't done, you know?
Yeah, but I think that was part of the insulation there, the buffer, that you can't rip him because he's doing something for a good cause.
Right.
Because you can do something for a good cause without tripping all over your ego to do so.
I don't know. I don't know if it was I mean, listen, every time that I've ever hung out with LeBron, he's as nice a person as I've met, especially to be under the spotlight like he is.
Yeah, but you're Justin Timberlake.
I don't know what that means.
Well, but he's not like it's not Jimmy Lipper from you know, South Jersey that he's hanging out with. He's hanging out with Justin Timberlake.
I can only tell you from my experience that he was super nice, but yeah, I would probably say, if you're going to stay in Cleveland, then do the television special. Otherwise, just notify everybody and find some other way to raise money for Boys and Girls Clubs.
I thought Saturday Night Live, the season finale, you had fun, man. But Lady Gaga scares me a little bit.
She's really, really nice. That was my first time to meet her. So I was...
Nervous?
I was... honestly, I was skeptical. You know, I agree. Like, I just never met her. The only thing that I'd ever seen her do was be on stage and be Lady Gaga. So,
what does she do better than Madonna? Because it seems like it's a reincarnation of Madonna and maybe a couple other entertainers thrown into the act.
I don't think so. I think that she's. The thing you have to remember, too, is it's such a meteoric rise. I mean, it's only been a couple of years for her.
Don't you see Madonna and Marilyn Manson rolled into one?
I see a lot of different things, but I see, you know, I think that it's, you know, I've been accused of borrowing from a lot of my influences as well. You know, I think that if you're talented and you have the ability to communicated on stage the way that she is, I think that you'll be interesting to people, and I think that's what she's doing. I do think that I think she, if not for nothing, she's creative.
Well, I think she's a good musician. She can play the piano, and
I think she has an amazing voice.
Yeah, she can sing too. So that helps, and that puts her ahead of Madonna. But I think they're both great marketers. And that is music more music now or marketing your music?
Well, I think that you have to have something that people can people can tap into, and I think that she has something that people are tapping into right now. I don't know, but I think that we live in the age of social media as well.
So social networking is what we like to call it.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that. I think that the world is changing. I think the real star of the show right now is the internet.
Were you aware of the nip slip that she had on Saturday Night Live?
No.
Yeah, yeah. Somehow, whenever there is one, you're around.
Yeah, I got to work on that. Yeah, I wasn't aware of it.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of it.
Just want to let you
know. Thanks
for
bringing it up on your show. I mean, I didn't even know what happened. So.
And I did love the golden rule with Sandberg. I, that was, now, when you guys Who writes the song? First of all, who comes up with the concept of you, Andy, and Lady Gaga in a three-way?
It's the Lonely Island guys and myself. We sit in a room. It's three guys. It's Yorma Taccone and Akiva Schaffer and Andy Samberg.
But who comes up with the idea, though, to say, you know what, I'm thinking of writing a song on...
We kind of sit there, we kind of had these characters tapped in from the first two times that we had done songs about, through them.
Something in a box.
Yeah, and I mean, we basically sit up in the writing room on the 17th floor of 30 Rock until 4 a.m. every morning until we're loopy enough to come up with something as ludicrous as the three that we've come up with.
Isn't that when you come up with the best ideas?
Yeah, I wish that it wasn't the case because
you get more sleep.
Yeah. But we basically stay up till 4 a.m. and finally we just say, "What's the most ridiculous thing? You know, what's the best turd we can come up with to polish?" And then that's what we do.
He's Justin Timberlake, golfer, singer, actor.
You're turd polisher.
And member of a three-way with Lady Gaga and Andy Samberg. He's a funny guy. He's in this next movie Sandler's doing that I'm in. So I got to see him on Monday and Tuesday in LA.
He's great. And he's above all else, he's a really, really nice, really, really nice guy and crazy talented. Super funny.
What's your next movie?
I have a movie coming out with Cameron Diaz and Jason Segel and Lucy Punch called Bad Teacher.
That's out soon, isn't it?
Next month.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I have one in July with Mila Kunis called Friends with Benefits. And
that's a tough role.
That's my summer. Yeah, it was really hard. It was really hard last summer to have to shoot all that. I'm sure that I made a lot of guy fans in the process.
Yeah, guys, it's hard to hate you, though. If you're a guy and you're looking at you going, I was at a party the other day, and everybody's going, "God, you know what? Hey, dude's got it all." Like guys don't root for guys.
No, we certainly don't.
Yeah, like I want to take you down a notch. But, then you're acting in Social Network and, the funny skits on Saturday. It's tough. It's tough. It's tough to... Yeah. Can you do something bad?
I do bad things. I do terrible things every day. I'm a terrible person, and I do terrible things.
Why don't you trash a hotel room or something like that?
What'd you say?
Trash a hotel room, something like that.
Yeah, there you go.
Did the New Kids on the Block ever trash...
As long as I don't trash it with a maid, I think I'm okay right now.
Did NSYNC, any of these guys, any of these boys band, New Kids on the Block, any guy, did you ever hear stories that, these bands were trashing hotel rooms?
We actually had our fair share in Europe of trashing hotel rooms just because we were trying to, we wondered if anybody would ever report. It was more out of the curiosity to see, I wonder if we do this, if we, take these, you order room service and they bring your silverware. I wonder if we take this fork and knife and cut this couch up, if they'll report it, and they never did.
Did you take, a soda from the machine and not, pay for it? Or not telling
yeah,
you
to- we're... Yeah, crazy stuff, man.
I know you're playing golf in Brooklyn. You're hitting golf balls.
I am. I'm out here right now. Yeah.
Could you put the phone down? And are you using my clubs, the Callaway clubs?
You use Callaway as well.
Yes.
Yeah. No, they're sick. I actually have this.
Is that the Diablo Octane driver?
It is.
Yeah, it's lethal.
It's legal, right?
It's legal, but it's lethal.
Oh, lethal.
Yeah, legal and lethal.
They just hooked me up with the new grooves on the wedges, too, and I'm still trying to figure that out.
Well, but you have a Facebook contest. Doesn't somebody get a chance to play with you in Memphis?
Exactly.
At your home course?
They can come to Miramichi, which is my family's golf course in Memphis. And
Wait, your family owns it?
Yeah, it was a golf course that my stepdad taught me how to play golf on, and it was kind of going under, so we, a lack of a better term, saved it.
You rescued it.
We rescued the golf course. It's a pretty cool contest on my Facebook page and on their Facebook page as well.
What's the address there?
What's the address?
No, for the people if they wanted to get involved to play golf with you.
Oh, it's the facebook.com/Callaway.
Okay.
It's pretty easy.
Okay. Do you want to hit a golf ball for us?
Sure, sure. You want to hear what's going down, huh?
I want to. Now, what's your handicap, by the way?
My handicap is a 6.
Okay, so I expect some a good thump.
You expect good audio?
I want, yes.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me figure this out.
All right. You know what? I'll be the announcer here. Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm walking out.
Okay.
Actually, I feel like I can announce myself.
Oh,
he's walking out to the tee box. And is that the new Diablo Octane he has? I think so. He steps up. He's got the club in his hand. But I had to break character. He's still there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna put the phone down. Ready?
Okay.
This is awesome, by the way. Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, here it comes. Hold on.
Good God, you take longer than Sergio Garcia.
I'm pretty sure you heard that.
You know what? I think that only... Did you get to the ladies' tee? Do you need to take something out here? I don't think that got to the ladies' tee.
What? It's like I got a good 278 down the middle of the fairway. What are you talking about?
Maybe it's a bad cell phone that it didn't just have that that bubble. It doesn't have that thump in it that I've come. It didn't sound like Mickelson. Let me put it that way.
I don't know. You know, live here, it had some serious pop to it. I'm not going to lie to you.
Give me that address again on Facebook if they want to enter the contest, play golf with you.
It's facebook.com/Callaway.
All right. Hey, have fun today. Good to visit with you again.
Always good to hear from you, Dan. Take care.
All right, Jeff.
Andy, I said hi when you see him on set. Don't waste too much film, okay?
I won't. Thank you, Justin. That's
okay.
Justin Timberlake, golfer, singer, actor.
Thanks for listening to Dan Patrick On Demand.
That is a noble gesture.
Now you can listen to DP and the guys 24/7 on danpatrick.com.
That's pretty impressive.